Coming up next is Kristen Fontana's Guiding Stars, Evolutionary Astrology, here on HealthyLife.net Radio. Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
You're listening to Guiding Stars Evolutionary Astrology Radio. This is Kristen Fontana, and I'm here with Rose Marcus from Vancouver, Canada, to discuss the transits for the coming month, end of May and June of 2022. Welcome back, Rose.
Thank you, Kristen.
Anything to announce before we dive in?
Nothing scheduled at the moment, but okay. Carrying on as usual.
Summer is coming. Summer feels like it's here already.
I hope summer is coming. It hasn't come yet for us.
Oh, no.
And we haven't had spring yet, let alone summer.
We had so much sun, and now it's going to rain on Memorial Day weekend, which, you know, I don't want to complain because, of course, we need it. But, yeah, it's been a wild weather one. And we're in the middle of Mercury retrograde, so it's like the sun said, just kidding. I'll be back next week.
Maybe.
And hopefully. Anyway, so we are on the other side of two eclipses, big ones, and yet we're still in the throes of all of this energy. They reverberate for sure, and we were talking about this in the last show that we're really going to be feeling, and probably all sorts of things could still change gears and go in another direction between now and the middle of June. Mercury has backed out of Gemini and back into Taurus, and as we're talking here today, it is trining Pluto in Capricorn. So that's where I want to start today, because we're reviewing all sorts of things that can contribute to the future. Maybe it's a new entry point for yourself, and you're trying to figure out how to maximize your time and make your efforts matter. We're all thinking about survival at this point. You know, wars are going on, and, you know, there's just a lot up in terms of with Uranus and Taurus. We think about the practical things a little bit more, and we think about what holds meaning more. I'm sure, you know, COVID's done that for everybody, but just to really be in the moment. So the retrograde will slow us down and force us to stop a little bit to rethink our footsteps. What do you feel about this retrograde back into Taurus?
Well, I think it's about getting real, huh? You know, and certainly life has gotten far too real for, for those who are suffering on the planet. I mean, you know, it's just been quite amazing. But, you know, it's in these really intense moments that we come to recognize what is most important for us, right? You know, Pluto's in Capricorn. Capricorn deals with priorities, you know, and what is your priority? And I think that we do get quite distracted in life by many sidetracks and so forth, you know, but when it comes right down to it, you know, what is important, right? You know, and mm-hmm. what is important, of course, is that, you know, what it is that has value and meaning, you know, the people that you love, right? You know, keeping yourself as safe and as in a state of well-being as possible. And recognizing, just writing my monthly column, and, my first paragraph is all about this, you know, life is precious, and each moment is a fleeting opportunity. And so it is for every moment for you to be standing present for yourself, standing present for your loved ones. Don't miss the opportunity of the moment. You know, how many times people say that when you know, when somebody leaves the planet unexpectedly, and, you know, I didn't get the chance to say goodbye, or I didn't get the chance to tell them how much I love them, and, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I think, where we're, you know, we're getting stripped right down. We're getting stripped right down. Mercury is in that lovely trine to Pluto, and I had hope that the rest of the month would be productive, you know, that you would be able to make productive use of your time, you know, productive use of the resources that you have to be able to get things under better control for yourself. And that is my hope and wish as we finish out the month and begin next month. But Mercury is also applying to a square to Saturn, which is currently traveling through the sign of Aquarius. And Saturn in Aquarius has been a trigger on both of the recent eclipses as well, too. Now, Mercury is not going to back up entirely to Saturn by those students of astrology you're listening out there, a square, you know, but it gets very, very close, right? You know, so I think that Mercury is putting us under a bit of pressure, right?
What about, like, forcing you to be patient for something?
Well, yeah, you know, forcing you to slow down and to take a look at it. And certainly Saturn in Aquarius is about maintaining a little bit more objectivity and detachment so that you can put things in their proper perspective.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so there's it's interesting when you start to blend all of these energies. And, you know, we've got Mercury trining Pluto, but it's squaring Saturn. And so it's kind of like someone offers you the job, but you don't get quite the number that you were looking for, right? The salary, perhaps, could be something like that. Or, you know, you're still in this wave of negotiation, so maybe right out of the gates it doesn't happen. But once Mercury moves direct and actually will come back and form a forward-moving trine to Pluto on the 10th of June, you know, maybe it will take until then for you to feel finished or complete around something that you're working through. Maybe you're putting in an offer on a house and having to do that during a Mercury retrograde. You know, maybe you're having to refinance something and having to do that under a retrograde. So there's all sorts of things that could be going on. If everything doesn't look exactly how you want it to look today, it doesn't mean it can't. It just means it might take a little more time.
Well, you know, that's a point to make as well, too. You know, things move in stages and steps. And I might think that this Mercury retrograde trining Pluto squaring Uranus is a suggestion of that each step along the way is vastly important, so not to skip over anything. You know, one step, stop, take a look around, then take your next step, stop, take a look around, and so forth, because in that pause moment, you may recognize or you may download, you may see something that that you haven't been able to process yet or haven't been able to define for yourself yet or finish off, right?
Yeah, I just had a thought. You know, sometimes parents will reach out to me when their kids, well, different stages, but going into college, they want to know what location supports their child in terms of, you know, astral cartography, et cetera, or, you know, looking at the child's charts for transits. And one in particular comes to mind right now. She's an athlete, and she's getting recruited by different colleges. And she had her heart set on one, a very prestigious school, and she was in the running for being recruited. There's so much retrograde energy, this Mercury retrograde, these eclipses. I'm like, oh, goodness, like, it could, you just never know, right? And one thing that's so incredible, I think, for this time, for this soul, is that she had been talking to some of the students at the school that she had on her top of her list for playing her sport, and she discovered that a lot of the players are depressed. And this just having a hard time, and not to mention the pressure of this type of school and what's expected of everybody there, the competitiveness of the academics, and then also the school. And so all of a sudden her first choice was removed, you know, and because of the retrograde, because of asking those questions. I don't want to go to a place that, you know, and it's not like she could have gotten a full ride that's going to cost all this money and then, you know, have this miserable experience. And so asking questions is incredibly important right now, not assuming anything. I mean, really being the detective you need to be, that's the trine to Pluto, really kind of peeling back the layers, not how something appears to me, but what is it actually going to be like when I'm there? Is this a relationship that, you know, is going to support me long term? Is it a waste of time to be doing this or that? I mean, these are the really important questions to ask yourself, because this is your journey, and how you spend your time is important. I love that you brought that up, the stages and steps. I mean, each step right now, especially when we're being, you know, slowed down in some fashion, it's not for no reason. It's not random. We are meant to take something in.
And, you know, that's wonderful that you said that. And the archetype, Mercury has backed into Taurus, and the archetype of Taurus is limited sometimes in its vision, or, you know, tunnel visioned, right? You know, so the fact that it's retrograde right now and being triggered by Uranus in Aquarius and the rest of the stars here are perhaps not allowing for that tunnel vision to happen one way or another, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, it's not astrology, but I have a very dear friend who does affirmations, and she always says that you have to put at the end of it to the greater good of all. And that greater good of all, you know, takes away that kind of tunnel vision or that being stuck on the one thing, because if it isn't in your highest and best interest, then it's great when, you know, divine order or the divine play takes place in some way that shifts you onto a different track.
Exactly. Oh, that's so true. Another really big transit right now Mars has just entered Aries. Jupiter entered Aries on May 10th. Mars is behind Aries. So Mars is behind Jupiter right now, and it will move in front of Jupiter on Sunday, May 29th. Sunday, Monday, Tuesday feels very driven, dynamic, gear shifting. Even though we're still in Mercury, even though Mercury's still retrograde until Friday, June 3rd, there's something that shifts. And what a difference. I don't know about you. You are an Aries, Rose, and I have a moon in Aries. So when Mars went from Pisces, from water to fire, from Pisces to Aries, it was like, whoa. I mean, I felt it overnight. But until Mars comes in front of Jupiter, which is a new phase, it is an Aries energy, there's still something that's percolating behind the scenes, potentially.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, being the Aries as well, too, I would say that I haven't felt the full steam of the Mars newly into Aries. I haven't felt the Jupiter piece either. Only slightly. I've got a little bit more energy. I'm getting a little bit more exercise. I'm getting a little bit more on things. But I don't think that they've gotten quite up to full speed yet, and that's a point to make on the 29th. Jupiter and Mars will go new phase.
Yeah, and that's going to make a big difference.
And then
huge.
And we are recording this for the end of May, but it's for June. But just finishing out the month, on the 28th of May, Venus moves into Taurus, and that's important because it's Venus. Venus is always important, but it's particularly dynamic in its transit right now because it is the ruler of the North Node, so that punches up the activity or something to watch. And on the 30th, just before we get to next month, we have a new moon, and that's in the sign of Gemini. So this cluster right at the end of the month here, I think we'll see quite a difference between pre and post the weekend, right?
Yeah, exactly. I really feel like, you know, next week is going to feel very different than today. And because of that, just to allow yourself some time to Well, the calm before the storm. Hopefully a good storm. A good wave you're going to be surfing.
Well, hopefully that Mercury retrograde trine Pluto, hopefully things will just drop into place for you, right? You know,
oh, that like would be nice.
Trying to figure it out, trying to figure out what direction, where am I going to put my time, you know, what am I going to concentrate on? Oh, boom, this is in front of me right now.
Mm-hmm. That is a saving grace, I feel. It's just always, one thing I learned early on with these transits, I was trying to figure out what everything meant. There's never a perfect day, and there's never going to be something where everything's upside down. I mean, yes, there's days that we all have experienced that feel like everything was upside down, but they work, and the energies offset one another. So it's important to look at the energies to see, you know, what's carrying more of the prominence or dominance, you know, which one is driving this thing. And, you know, if there